Blog Talk Radio. Everyone, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome to PainReliefRadio.com. I am your host, Catherine Merrow. Please remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm the pain relief coach. And once again, I was hoping to interview a naturopath for you, but once again, he's not here yet. I think there he is.
Catherine?
Stephen, is that you? Yes.
Yeah, it's me.
Okay,
yes,
good. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Okay, today...
So I don't know what you've said thus far, but go ahead.
I haven't said anything at all.
Okay.
Today I'm interviewing Stephen Hewer. Stephen, is that correct? Yes?
Yes.
And Stephen's going to explain to us what creates great health. Stephen is a naturopath, and he's going to share how you can feel better naturally. So this promises to be a very interesting show. Stephen, you're not a doctor either, correct?
No, I'm not. I got a degree as a naturopath, a Bachelor of Science as a naturopath back in 1990, and started a nutritional practice at that time. So I've been doing this full-time for 21 years professionally.
Right off the bat, would you please tell us how the listeners can get in touch with you?
Yeah, they can get in touch with us by going to, calling 888-988-3325. I'll say it again, 888-988-3325, or our website, cocoonnutrition.org, COCOON, nutrition, NUTRITION.ORG. And either way, they'll find us, call us, talk to us. We have a good staff. We can educate people and, you know, so they can make really good, you know, they can navigate their way back to health by getting the right information from us. I typically do free mini consults that last 10 to 20 minutes to get people introduced to the subject and to get them steered in the right direction on improving their health.
Oh, that's excellent. Free mini consults are always a good thing. I'm going to be asking you to please explain to us, you're a naturopath. What's the difference between a naturopath, a naturopath, or someone who practices homeopathy?
A naturopath is just, got the whole question there. Naturopath is somebody who basically is just saying that we're going to use nutrition to deal with pathology, and it's basically the same as naturopathy, because naturopathy is saying we're going to use natural methods to deal with pathology. So all things that are natural and non-toxic, whether that's herbology, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, fatty acids, diet, electromagnetic, whatever the technology or the food or supplement is that supports natural healing is in that category, whether it's naturopathy or whether it's naturopathy. They're just slightly different names. Homeopathy is dealing with vibrational medicine where the frequency of the herb, mineral, substance in question is, you could say, vibrationally induced into the water or into the medium, so that when a person takes the homeopathic supplement, they are vibrationally introducing a frequency into their body which can more subtly affect us in a way that helps the body negate the symptoms that's dealing with or support the healing process of whatever it's trying to heal from. And it's a more subtler form of therapy that usually requires some pretty trained intervention. People that are truly homeopathic physicians who are really well educated in that subject and can take and do an intake on a person and find out what particular, type they are, what particular remedy they need for their particular constitution. It's a bit involved, but there are some pretty good homeopathics out there that have the actual measurable substance in it. With homeopathy, a lot of times most people take homeopathics, it's just the vibrational energy signature in the remedy. There's no actual measurable level of the substance, the active substance in the remedy anymore. But there is some versions of homeopathy on the market where the herbal content is still present, plus it's been homeopathically potentized so that there's more vibrational power to it as opposed to just being herbal extracts. And they're good, they're effective. But I don't deal as much in homeopathics. I do have some homeopathics, but I mostly deal in what would be more categorized as natural healing, with this like naturopathy and using nutrition and herbology and diet and detoxification to support the healing of the body.
Mm-hmm. Bodies are really smart, and they can heal when they're getting everything that they need. I know that. Now, one of the things that you talked about on your website is about pH. What is pH, and why does it matter to us?
pH stands for the potential for hydrogen. Hydrogen is the element that the body needs, but there's also a balance in our bodies where your blood pH is 7.35 to 7.45, and the body always will sacrifice everything possible to maintain that, because if you go outside that range too far either direction, particularly if you go acidic, you will die. So all of our lives, the body is struggling to maintain that pH. And if you look at the research that's been done on this and you get into this, you'll find that tissue pH in the body is supposed to be 7.4. And cerebrospinal fluid pH is supposed to be 7.4. And lymph pH is supposed to be 7.4 in a healthy person's body. But in our society here in this country, people have been for generations now and decades not living close to the earth, and the type of farming practices that have been done have been commercialized where it's all for profit. It's not about producing quality. So they've cut all these corners, and they've been farming on demineralized soils and not adding compost back to the earth, and end up with a very infertile, nutrient and mineral rich or mineral poor soil upon which all foods have been grown, upon which all animals have been raised. And so the majority of the commercial food supply is in fact extremely deficient in alkaline minerals, calcium, magnesium, sodium, and potassium. So people have progressively become more and more acidic in their body pH, which then the pH controls oxygen levels in your tissues. And when you have low oxygen levels, when you have an acid pH in your body, your oxygen levels are lower. And this is an environment for organisms to grow that don't require oxygen. They're called anaerobic organisms. And that's a virus, a fungus, and a bacteria, and it's also a tumor cell. So you see a much higher incidence of cancer and of candida and of chronic viral and fungal conditions in a person's body in our culture more than ever before, because they are so acidic and they encourage the growth of these organisms. If they were alkaline, there would be high enough oxygen levels that the anaerobic organisms, the organisms that can grow in the absence of oxygen, couldn't grow, and also the cells, which the tumor cells couldn't grow, because the tumor cells can't grow in an alkaline pH. In fact, tumor cells die upon exposure to oxygen, physiological oxygen. So the role of pH is very, very important. And one of the things that deranges the body's ability to regulate a normal pH is toxicity. And by toxicity, I'm referring to heavy metals. That's a mercury, aluminum, arsenic, cadmium, lead, and also chemicals of all kinds, whether that's petroleum chemicals from the petroleum industry, whether that's drugs, patent drugs, which are foreign molecules the body cannot readily process, and they do store many times in one's tissues, to damage done to our bodies from electromagnetic pollution, physical trauma. Different types of things create conditions for toxicity to build up or to be existent. And when those toxins are there, it interrupts the cell's ability to maintain an optimum pH. The cell doesn't energetically convert glucose into ATP correctly. Instead, you get a lot of lactic acid production due to the inefficient combustion, and this lactic acid production in excess will then drive the pH down, making you more acidic and create the environment for these anaerobic things to grow. So I overcome that in my practice by introducing people to a method of detoxing so they can get these substances out and the body self-regulating better again. And I also introduce people to supplementation which can restore an alkaline pH so that a person whose saliva, and that's the fluid to measure to get the most accurate reflection of what's going on in the body, between 4 and 7 a.m., basically whenever you wake up in the morning, before you brush your teeth or eat any food or drink coffee, you would make some saliva and you'd spit onto some pH paper to measure your body pH. And that's a good time window to get an accurate reflection of what the body pH is most likely. And the net effect of that is usually, as most people's pH when they test in the morning without previous supplementation, is they're acidic. Their saliva should be 7 to 7.4, but instead they usually see it in the 6 ranges and sometimes as low as in the high 5 ranges. And there's a guy that co-authored a book named Dr. Carl Reich, and there's a book called The Calcium Factor, and co-authored it with Dr. Bob Barefoot. And these guys really did a great job because Carl Reich, an MD, a medical doctor, began his medical practice in 1950, and from 1950 to 1970, for 20 years, documented that when people's saliva pH, when people came into his office and the saliva pH was below 6.6, they all had some form of disease. If it was below 6 pH, they were very, very sick and with more chronic conditions. And that over time, as he supplemented them with the right forms of calcium, that the pH would come back to 7 to 7.4. And when that happened, when they achieved the 7 to 7.4 pH range in their saliva, he said their condition either improved markedly or went away completely. Mm-hmm. So pH is a really important thing. Because our soils are so mineral deficient, we can't get it from food typically. We do have to supplement to make sure we stay alkaline enough.
Mm-hmm. The substances you mentioned, calcium, I think you said calcium, sodium, potassium, and magnesium.
Those are the four minerals that are alkalinizing. They're called macro minerals. The body needs large amounts of calcium, magnesium, sodium, and potassium all the time in its food supply. And there's various versions of it that the body can get. But, yeah, those four minerals are needed in large amounts. And calcium is the primary one the body uses to alkalinize itself.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, as we're talking, is it calcium from dairy products? Is that different from calcium that are mineral products?
Yeah, like calcium from, say, a dairy product would not be appropriate because the dairy product is, most of the time it's pasteurized. So the cooking process will damage the proteins, making it unassimilable, the calcium that's bound to that less assimilable, to even allergy-causing dairy protein, is not going to be readily absorbed or utilized because of the inability of the enzymes of our body to metabolize that protein to which the calcium is attached. And then there's, plant-based minerals, whether it's your spinach or your green vegetables are good sources of calcium, magnesium, potassium too. That would be really a good source. So if you made vegetable juice or if you did broths, though I prefer people get those minerals from either a juice or a green smoothie where it's still raw because there's energy in raw foods. There's an electron content in raw foods that's very powerful and therapeutic to people's health that cooking would strip it of. So I prefer people do raw vegetable juices or green smoothies to get both the minerals and the phytochemicals and the life energy that's in these raw foods as a form of alkalinizing the body from food. So the food forms of alkalinization are fruits and vegetables by and large. There's a couple of exceptions to that, but for the most part, most fruits and vegetables are alkalinizing. The acid-forming foods are all your other foods, whether that's the starches or the nuts or the meats or the animal products. They're all acid-forming, and your body's basically needing both of those. You can't just have one or the other. But in my practice of 21 years, I've seen that people cannot maintain an alkaline pH relying on food, even if they're super conscientious. So I get them on supplementation. The supplementation which I've used to use in the past was coral calcium. has been effective, has merit, but you have to take so much of it, it's usually cost prohibitive and it puts a workload on your kidneys. So I then found out about a product called NanoCal, which uses calcium oxide and calcium gluconate and magnesium glycinate. And calcium oxide is the magic ingredient in there, because calcium oxide is a very, very alkalinizing type of the form of calcium that the body can readily use physiologically to neutralize acids. So I can take somebody who's a 150-pound person who has an acid pH, and in 1 to 3 days with two scoops of NanoCal twice a day, many times people's saliva pH is back into the normal range, 7.7 to 7.4. Yeah. And so you need far less of NanoCal than any other form of calcium magnesium supplementation, and yet it's, from what I've seen, it's totally safe, unless, of course, you have kidney failure or near kidney failure. If you have very low kidney function, then you can't take basically large particle minerals at all, because your kidneys won't be able to filter them. But if you have fairly normal kidney function, then you're fine. Oh. And your body can use it to bring back you into a good pH range, which we get all kinds of positive benefits or positive feedback on this product. We have people saying, my nails are growing really good for the first time in years just from being on your NanoCal. Or, aches and pains totally going away just from being on your NanoCal. Because, when you neutralize these acids, you stop irritating nerves and your muscle aches and pains can go away. We've had people, report sleeping better, because if they take it at night, it's got the magnesium in it, helps them relax them. Even athletes, when an athlete runs and they're, a competitive athlete, they create this lactic acid while they're exercising in their marathon or whatever, and this lactic acid asphyxiates or snuffs out the oxygen levels at the muscle level, so that you end up not being able to have energy production anymore due to the excess acids. And when we got this one case history of a guy that, when he started to take the NanoCal, he won his very next two marathons that he competed in because he had so much more muscle endurance. So it's quite a remarkable product, and we've gotten great results over the years, so I'm really happy to carry it.
Well, those macro minerals that you mentioned, those are the same ones that Dr. Janet Travell said in her trigger point manuals. Muscles need them. If they don't get them, they don't function properly, and people get into pain.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, you get twitching of your face muscles or arm muscles with a lack of potassium. You'll get, your adrenals not working right, your stomach not working right, your joints not being healthy if you're lacking sodium. And then there's, calcium, magnesium, which the body requires for ATP production, for replication of new healthy cells, for bone mineral density, for pH regulation. I mean, it's just, it's like a ton of different biochemical events dependent upon these minerals that, we need. And there's rock mineral sources of them that the body benefits from. There's a popular misconception going on in the holistic health community and the world of natural health practitioners, where they believe that your body can only benefit from minerals coming from food sources, that if you consume a rock or salt version of a mineral, that your body can't assimilate it, nature didn't design it that way, and they just have this blocked understanding. Well, that's not true, because rock minerals are still used by the body electrolytically for conductive purposes, and they're also used to neutralize acids. And I carry another rock mineral supplement that's from volcanic deposit called Mineral Magic. It has 76 trace minerals in it, and I know people are using that product. The body's absorbing that very effectively and physiologically, because even though it's rock and not plant source, because people's gray hair reverses on that product 40% of the time at least, and universally people's health improves on it. Their energy goes up. I had a guy in today that told me his allergies went away and all his muscle pains went away when he added Mineral Magic to his diet. And, I've been selling this product for probably 10 years, so I've got quite a few case histories on my website in the testimonial section on that product. It's really, really remarkable. So the idea that you cannot absorb inorganic rock minerals is a fallacy. In fact, here's another example. The longest-lived people on the planet are the Hunza people. They live in between Pakistan and Turkey in a valley that's at, I don't know, 8 or 10,000-foot elevation. And they live to be 100 to 140 years of age, free of all disease. Okay, they drink, their water comes from glacial snowmelt. Glacial snowmelt is glaciers grinding down the rocky surface of mountain caverns and things, and the glacier that melts at the, you know, at the bottom of the glacier, it will pick up the ground up rocks and the silt and bring it into the rivers and then into the, you know, they drink this water. This water is so rich in minerals, they call it glacial milk, or it's called glacial milk because it's so opaque white that you can't even see through it. And they drink this
water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they drink this and they irrigate their fields with this.
Yep, it looks like milky white. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And they end up, that's inorganic rock minerals that they drink every day of their lives, and they thrive. They have an alkaline pH probably all their lives. They never have a mineral deficiency, and their body's doing fantastic on utilizing rock minerals in their small particle form. And they live free of all disease. So it's just, there's thousands of years of human consumption of water sources full of suspended rock minerals and people thriving on that.
I have a question. The mineral magic that you mentioned with the 76 minerals, what does it taste like?
It's neutral. There's no taste. It's a fine powder. You can mix it with water. It's got that, you know, once you mix it up and you drink it down, there's no issue. If a person let it build up on the bottom, it would turn into a little bit of a sediment again and be got the sediment, you know, texture to it. All you got to do is just mix it up and drink it down. So, but I do a half teaspoon of that once a day usually. And, you know, people kind of comment about I don't have any gray hair, so I'm 50. So.
Okay. So it's got a neutral flavor. That's good. That's what I was interested in. Now, I'm looking at your website. I am at cocoonnutrition.org. And I see that you've got 5 steps to great health. One of them is restoring the alkaline pH, which you were explaining to us, and then restoring hormone levels. How does that happen?
Yeah. Well, we've worked with a product called Synergy One for about 10 years now. It is delivering to the body growth hormone in a nanogram concentration amount that makes up for a person's chronic deficiency of that master hormone in a small way. Plus, it homeopathically influences the body to remember to produce more of it. That appears to be the case. That's our theoretical conclusion because the results have been so powerful with such small amounts that it seems like there's a homeopathic effect as well. And we introduce people to this most of the time simply because when you're beyond the age of 40, typically your growth hormone levels have declined substantially, and growth hormone is what determines the rate of repair, the rate of healing, the rate of protein synthesis. So that's what determines how young you are. I mean, when you're a child and a young person, you have wrinkle-free, plump, flawless skin for the most part until you become a teenager and become toxic and whatever. But this plumpness, this wrinkle-freeness, this vitality is maintained to a large degree by the presence of growth hormone, and it's been proven in numerous studies, well over 28,000 studies over many years, that growth hormone is extremely anti-aging, extremely regenerative to the body. Study after study documents, you can take 70-year-old men, and in 6 months on growth hormone injections, you know, they can thicken their skin up, lose their body fat, get bone density back, have their energy come back, have their sex drive come back, and feel, you know, 20 years younger, 10 to 20 years younger. It's to give it to your body in a way that's physiologically compatible with the way that it would produce it is the best way. In other words, it's better to take it orally than injectably because injectably they give you a dose in excess of your own natural production. You always want to give your body an amount that's either below your physiological production or meeting your physiological production. This is well below it. And so the effects have been very, very powerful to help strengthen the function of all the glands of one's body, the reproductive glands, the adrenal glands, the thyroid glands, liver, kidney, spleen, everything, brain function, everything improves dramatically so that you're helping the body become younger biologically. And this means that, in fact, this is a product which, again, a lot of the time, probably 60% of the time maybe, people's gray hair reverses partially or completely while they're on the Synergy One. Now, there are times when a person's needing extra steroid hormone support as well, such as, pregnenolone, progesterone, estrogen hormones, and also testosterone. So we have support for the glands for that. I work with a deer antler product, which is very powerful to support the adrenal glands. In Chinese medicine, deer antler is considered a royal herb. A royal herb is like the king of all the herbs, and it's can be used by both male and female, young and old, to strengthen the body's overall functioning and vitality and support the healing process. It's full of growth factors that help to repair things, whether that's, joints, tendons, muscles. It supports all that, as well as strengthening the functioning of one's glands. So there's all kinds of positive feedback on that product. Part of getting the hormone levels back on their own, where you don't need supplementation, is detoxification. So we get the body detoxified so that we can return, get the cells back to being able to produce metabolic enzymes so that they can produce the hormones. So that's where it comes in. That's another part of this five-step picture. But in the absence of producing enough of your own hormones until you're to the point where you are, then there's a substitution factor where you can bring in nutrients known to support the body's own production, or giving it substitution versions, either of the Royal Herb Deer Antler Velvet or the Synergy One product, and just get, phenomenal success. I mean, we've had women report menopause symptoms totally go away just from taking our Synergy One product very, very consistently.
Stephen, we've only got a couple minutes left. I want you to please tell us how people can get in touch with you again.
Okay, the number again would be 888-988-3325. That's again 888-988-3325, or visit cocoonnutrition.org, cocoonnutrition.org, and we're open 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, East Coast time.
East Coast time. And I want to remind people, I'm Catherine Merrow, the pain relief coach. Neither Stephen nor I are doctors, and you can always find me at simplepainrelief.com. So, Stephen, let's talk a little bit more. I saw something about a pain relief cream on your website. Tell me about that.
Yeah. We have a product called Knockout Pain Cream. Knockout Pain Cream is a technology where healing sound frequencies have been embedded into a kaolin clay and polymer gel. And when you apply this topically, these frequencies transmit from the gel into your tissues and activate your soft tissues to release prostaglandin hormones. The prostaglandin hormones released actually will then stop inflammation and alleviate pain in 10 minutes for most people. And the net effect is that we'll get pain alleviation in 10 minutes, and we have thermography pictures which substantiate this, which is basically the heat signals coming off the area of pain. Those signals in 10 minutes go from being hot to cool, and the person's pain is gone. And again, this is for soft tissue injury, which means that if it was nerves being pinched by hard tissue, such as ligaments and broken bones or, thin discs and nerves coming out of the spinal column where there's pain associated with a pinched nerve from hard tissue, it will not stop that pain. It will only work with actual soft tissue trauma, sprains, bruises, headaches, contusions, whatever, where there's soft tissue trauma. And then we get miraculous results consistently from this product called Knockout Pain Cream. We love it. It's been very successful, and it works for everyone that we studied it on. It's like 90% of the time the person's soft tissue trauma pain will go away. Or even the headache. It's really good for headaches.
Stephen, I want to thank you for joining us today. We're here at painreliefradio.com, and I think I'd like to talk with you again because you had a lot of good information for us. And listeners,
right.
I look forward to sharing more time with you in the future, and have a wonderful day. It's wonderful here in Michigan. Stephen, I hope it's wonderful where you are too.
It is.
Yes, good. Maybe it is all over the world. Okay, take care. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Catherine. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Goodbye.